that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Hold on. Hold on.
What? What are you talking about?
What kind of clip do you supposed to... Crunch, crunch, crunch. Cookies, cookies.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Nah, man.
What are you talking about?
Bro? Nah, man.
You all right?
You good?
You good? You all right? Yeah. Don't worry about it.
No, you saucy.
No, not yet. I'm sweating. Shit.
You sweat.
You ready? You good?
You all that. Vegetables sweating out you.
Vegan meat.
Yeah, you
beans and rice.
Vegan meat. Shut the fuck up. Are you good, Dave?
I go to the bathroom 3 times a day.
I never said that. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, come on, let's do this shit, man. Shut up, man. Yeah.
He's an idiot.
Every time you eat, you're supposed to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, but it has kind of gotten that way.
Yeah, you're healthy.
Yeah.
Smoothies.
Yo, this is a Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Dave B.
What's up, guys?
Sup?
What's going on, man?
We in the motherfucking building.
I ain't seen y'all in like a week since last week.
Yeah, man, been busy.
Nigga, you don't do a goddamn thing.
Working, man.
You don't work hard.
I work hard.
You Hollywood. You got the shade. Let me put my shades on.
Nah,
you Hollywood today.
Can't
man.
Read the screen.
Huh?
You too. You sweating too much to wear the shades.
I am definitely.
Your glasses is gonna fill up with sweat.
The whole inside lens is this shit.
Nigga need swipes in the side of the shit.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Screech. It's the dirty water, man. The dirty water got me sweating.
Yeah. Because it's the dirtiest.
Because it's the dirtiest.
You pervert.
Whatever, nigga. Yo, Charlotte, what up? Seattle, what up? Raleigh, what up?
AT, what's up?
New York, what up? Fresno, what up? Canada. Ottawa, Canada? I seen that on there.
Where?
Yeah, facts. Japan, what up? London, what up?
London.
Kokomo, Indianapolis, what up? Fayetteville, you already know what time it is.
Charlotte.
East side, huh? I said Charlotte.
You did? You said Raleigh?
Durham, yeah, Raleigh. Durham. Ashboro. All that shit. North Carolina shit.
Unknown, what up?
Yeah, hold on, yeah. Let's talk about it. Yo,
don't know who y'all looking for, but what up, unknown?
Yo, you think the unknown is, you think it's the feds?
You gonna find nothing. Yeah. You gonna find nothing.
Y'all niggas think it might be the feds? You think the feds?
Oh,
feds ain't listening to us, nigga. We chilling, man. We good. but it was a high percentage. Yes. So I don't know, man. But yo, now.
Then they cracking up in the office?
Nah, they chilling, man. They ain't fucking with us.
Doing
we
cases.
Good, man.
Dirty Water stupid.
Nah, chill. Yo, it's the real. What up? Yo, Button retweeted our shit. Yo, come to North Carolina, nigga. What up, nigga?
Button, what's up?
We gonna pull up on you niggas, man. Yo, y'all niggas ready for the summer, man?
Ready.
So ready here.
I ain't here yet.
It feel like down here at least.
Yeah, it's feeling nice. I ain't gonna lie, it's feeling nice. But I'm ready for the cookouts and you know. The hot days, chilling.
Ready for the cookouts.
Basketball playing, you know what I'm saying? Just a lot of events to go out.
Hold up. You don't
looking forward to them 90 degrees.
Nah, I like to see my kid and stuff ball. I might ball every now and then. I'm not a baller. I don't really care too much, but I like to exercise.
Exercise.
Yeah. You don't exercise, Dave.
No,
shut
nigga,
up.
Push-ups. That's all I do.
Dave, get it together, bro. It's more than just push-ups.
Yeah. Awesome,
man. I work with my hands, man. I don't need to exercise.
Yeah, you work with his hands.
You know what I mean?
Shaboobie.
Yo, they gonna fuck around. Take Shaboobie. Yeah.
Shaboobie. Copywritten, so don't copy me. Shaboobie's dirty water shit.
You already
said, don't try to claim it.
Already done. I'm ready for the summer. I mean, shit, yo. Trying this vegan. I ain't gonna be vegan. And you know how they say the double word vegan. I ain't gonna be vegan.
And what you trying to do? Just chicken and fish.
Yeah, chicken fish. But a lot less chicken though. A lot less chicken. A lot of fruits. A lot of vegetables.
Scrambled eggs.
Nah, I don't do no eggs.
Just chicken breast. Yeah, it's still chicken though.
Huh?
Still chicken eggs?
Oh, so I could do that?
Eggs is chicken.
All
right,
get the fuck out of here.
It is,
nigga.
The vegan egg.
Just like I said, the vegan butter.
Well, I would just... Oh, yeah.
Nigga, vegan butter is not butter, though.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Nah. Yeah, it's not. Butter but is dairy, saying, because of the milk. It tastes like butter, though. Shut up. You don't even eat it. Shut up.
Nah, nigga, I don't eat vegan butter.
You eat it.
Dave still eats steak.
We're going to get some vegan butter and see if Dave even knows the difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you'll be able to tell the difference.
You can't tell shit. Vegan.
You don't taste that cow fat. You don't taste that cow fat.
So that's what you're going to be like.
I tell you.
I don't taste the cow fat.
This ain't it.
What?
I tell you what goddamn thing, though. It's going to be hard. You know, we have like a cookout or two.
Yeah, and I'm going to be laughing.
Nah, chill. Because
I'm eating your face.
It's no, nah, bro, really. Ain't no way.
Spaghetti in your face. You got some spaghetti, you can't eat it.
I ain't even.
You look stupid.
Shout out to moms, OG, they made spaghetti today.
Stupid is stupid.
It got ground beef in it, I ain't even eat.
Yeah, next time tell them to put ground turkey in it, or chicken.
Oh.
Chicken and turkey.
My grandmother used to make
that shit good though.
She used to make her spaghetti with ground turkey all the time.
Right. You couldn't even tell the difference.
No, you can tell the difference, and it's better though. I think ground turkey tastes better.
Oh, really?
It's always good. And have you ever had a turkey burger?
Sometimes she would, yo, turkey burgers is fire.
Oh my God.
Sometimes she would mix it.
But do you put avocado on it?
Ground turkey and ground beef?
Do you put avocado on it?
What am I what?
Turkey burger. Swiss.
Oh, no, nah, I don't
it's
eat,
usually like.
I don't eat avocado, so I wouldn't put that on.
You need to try avocado, though.
I do want to try avocado.
I know you don't
myself.
Like eating it, but.
I don't like
avocado. I'm telling you, like, with the salt and stuff like
about,
you do.
I can eat about two scoops of guacamole, and then that's about it. Some
guacamole is good, but some of it ain't. That's what I'm saying.
I ain't even had guacamole.
Guacamole's got to be right, because you got to understand, avocado don't have no flavor for you, but it still is good.
Right, you gotta
but when you hit that salt with it, I'm telling you, it's a different kind of salt style. And with that turkey burger, he don't understand. If you eat it with that, he'd be good.
I'm good on that.
Homie, remember homie had the cookout, what we talked about last time, he said go to Red Robin and get the Impossible Burger. With everything on it, some shit like that. He said, I wouldn't even be able to tell the difference.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to try it. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be hard for me to cook all them fucking ribs and chicken and shit on that fucking grill and shit and not be, I know I'm going to eat some ribs.
Nah, you can do it some other thing, though. Like, nah, once you, but you got to understand, once day, you keep eating it.
Yeah, nah, I'm going to live that. I got to live that day, man. It's a cookout, man.
Nah, but once you keep eating what you're doing, like, your body like ejects the bad shit. You can't even eat that shit the same.
Yeah, you're gonna be boo-booing that day, but it'll be a good boo-boo. Don't worry about it.
You want to eat
like once you stop eating a lot of red meat and shit, and then you start picking it back up, it'll mess your stomach.
I lost weight too. I lost like 6 pounds this whole week. Like, but I just be eating a lot of, you know, I had a lot of smoothies, do a lot of fruits, a lot
that's
of vegetables.
Water weight, nigga. That's water weight.
Yeah, it's water weight.
I've been drinking a lot of fucking alkaline water.
Peeing all your weight out.
Nah, that's a fact. I've been pissing like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Shitting. On the regular.
Yeah. I do. Yeah, man. Let's get ready for the summer. It's going to be hotter than a motherfucker, though. I know that.
It's going to be hot, man. Like crazy.
I ain't ready for them 110 degree days. Not North Carolina, dude, man. It get hot.
I don't think nobody
humid.
Is, though, for real.
The humidity be crazy around this motherfucker. So. And let's see what we got here. Oh, we said fuck cigarettes. I mean, y'all don't smoke cigarettes, right?
Nope.
Nah. So I did for a good bit, but I always like
you used to smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But I didn't, after a while, like, I'm telling you shit. So like, I feel like that's why they give you hemorrhoids, I think. I don't fuck with cigarettes.
My grandmother let me hit a cigarette when I was about, I don't know, I might have been about 5 or something like that.
Why are you snitching on your grandmother?
I'm letting her know. This is the reason why I don't smoke cigarettes. It was a lesson.
Okay, gotcha.
We was in there watching wrestling. I think she was sipping a fucking Budweiser or something like that, smoking a cigarette in the room. I was looking at it. I guess she asked me if I wanted to hit it because I was looking at it. And she gave me a little hit. I coughed my little lungs out. She looked at me and said, "Don't smoke cigarettes." I ain't never picked up a cigarette ever since.
Word.
That's crazy because that reminded me when I had found my dad cigarettes. And I was like, "Yeah, I'm puff this shit." My dumb ass not even knowing, kid. I was in probably like 14.
That was the first time you hit a cigarette?
Yeah.
How old was you, Dave?
I said it was like 5, nigga.
Nah, come on. I'm dead serious. That young? Nah.
Yeah.
Find some shit, I think grandma,
she might have been just finished smoking a joint or something, so she wasn't in her right mind.
She let
me hit the cigarette, but it was a lesson though. She didn't do it for me to influence me.
Yeah.
She did it because she knew if I hit it, I wouldn't hit it again. And that's exactly what happened.
And Moses, you said you was like 14?
14.
Damn.
But when the bathroom, like, lit the shit up. So, like, that first puff, like, was so terrible.
Right.
To me. Because I didn't know what the shit would throw up.
Mm.
So, I was just like, my eyes felt like the devil. I was like, feeling sick as hell. And that just, it just fucked up my stomach so much. I never wanted a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but you end up picking it back all right. up again,
man. Yeah, nah, like later on, but like it was dropped off. It was never long term.
You was probably smoking cigarettes after you hit the blunt. So that's how it started.
After you hit the blunt, like just hype it up. But after a while, I was like, and then I used to go to the.
Yeah, what is
clubs.
That when they be like, yeah, the cigarette hype it up, hype the high or some shit like that? It's I guess because of the nicotine because, or something.
Yeah, it just goes straight to
that
your
way.
Head
you don't have to really smoke another blunt. You know what I'm saying? Especially like if you want to say you blunt, you'll smoke a blunt.
It go to
smoke
your
a little
head
short
like,
cigarette. You know
like
what I'm saying? Just
hookah.
Have something to smoke. And then I used to be in the club, like L Scales was popping, so.
Yeah.
You ever had hookah?
Nah.
It go to your head like hookah. That's all. It's just
I think I was like maybe 8, 9, 10.
You see, we went in the showers and had the hookahs and shit like that.
Yeah, but I ain't hit it. I ain't tried it. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I know it's nicotine. I'm not into that. That's why
I want it because I'm looking at them niggas' mouths. I'm like, ew.
That's why I'm on the.
They got caps.
I don't care. Ew.
Caps.
That's why I do the raw papers and I don't do. Blunts.
Oh, you put the caps on the head.
Yeah,
like take
everybody
it off.
Not. Yeah, you okay, take the cap with you and you put it on the next one. You hit it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because it's nicotine and shit, right?
It's tobacco.
Tobacco.
Yeah,
so yeah.
So it is tobacco.
It's tobacco.
That, okay. See, that's why I don't smoke. I smoke.
I believe it's tobacco.
I do the raw papers instead of the blunts because I know the blunts is tobacco and shit. I don't want no
if
parts
it's tobacco,
of that shit.
I don't want that with the hookah.
That's what I'm saying. Smoking, I don't even like smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Shit. Is a blunt like a cigarette wrapped around the weed?
I don't know. But I did want to try.
Because it's tobacco? A blunt is when you're smoking the blunt weed. Is the blunt.
That's tobacco. That's a tobacco leaf.
So is it a cigarette wrapped around weed?
No, it's not a... No. What do you mean a cigarette? No, I think that cigarette got some extra shit in it. I don't know what that leaf got on it, but
got
some
extra shit.
It's the same as like, well, what about the cigars? Because I ain't going to lie, I do want to like do
that's
like everybody and try the cigars.
That's a tobacco. They
like
got tobacco.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
it's usually
but
a tobacco leaf.
I know it's tobacco, but I'm saying I still want to try.
They got that warning on it, that Surgeon General.
I'm talking about at the I know that.
Whatever got that warning on it. That blunt's got that warning on it too.
I'm talking about like a cigar shop. You know, we go to
that's tobacco.
We sit I know it's tobacco, but I'm telling you, I still want to go to one of those, like with y'all experience that new shit.
Oh, okay. What? You ever had a Cuban?
You know, cigars, like cigar shops go out and talk.
Yeah.
And smoke cigars.
Have you ever had a Cuban cigar?
It's not even like, I just want to try it like a different, because they say it's a different experience and you're not.
Yeah,
so you just want just a regular cigar?
Yeah, it's not just on the the strength because you don't even have to puff it like
right, the way we do. Yeah, we can go to it's cigar a different lounge. Kind of thing. We can go to cigar lounge just over there on McPherson.
Right, cigars is meant. Me and my brother done it. Cigars is meant for you to swirl in your mouth to taste the smoke.
Yeah, just taste the smoke.
You might inhale every once in a while.
But you know, that's what I'm saying.
You'll get dizzy and throw up on that.
Yeah, you're gonna throw up. But it's saying that's what I wanted too. It's like
if you like this taste of cigars, cigars is cool. But I'm not, I'm not a cigar nigga. So.
It's something that's different taste. That's what I'm saying.
I kind of fuck with them.
I've had a Cuban cigar before.
We had them in, How was that? In Vegas, right?
No, those ain't Cubans.
You talking about the real Cuban?
Yeah. How was the Cuban?
It was. I mean, it didn't taste bad, but I. Not really my thing. I mean, I had it when I was younger too.
Mm. I just like just talk business and go like go try some cigars. It's different because some cigars is like different.
Yeah,
made
I don't
for
know.
Us.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like made for us. And they got different flavors, but not the hell. Yeah. Just to taste that, it might have some hickory shit. Like you'd be like, damn, this shit kind of flavor.
My nigga, real expensive cigars ain't got no flavor to it. You ain't gonna find no hickory flavored. Cuban cigars.
That's just not how they do it.
Nah, you sure? I'm pretty sure of that.
We gotta see.
A hickory flavored Cuban cigar or something like that.
That ain't possible.
I don't think if they making bourbon backwoods,
you don't think they?
Nigga, that's a backwood.
Backwood?
They know what the fuck you doing with that backwood, man.
All right, I mean. Let's check it out.
Yeah, we'll check it out. But if I ever see a nigga smoking a backwood, just straight smoking a backwood.
Oh, he's crazy.
Oh, no.
That's a different type of nigga.
No, I don't want to.
That's a different type.
Come on, my man. You just pack of backwood, lit it up.
Yeah, right out the pack.
No, I don't want to talk about that. It's disrespect.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it?
I just feel like you doing the commercial, like what he showed us with the cowboy. Like, he the cowboy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, nah. Dude, I would never.
Well, fuck cigarettes. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck the shits. Fuck all that bullshit. I'm just trying to get OG to stop smoking them shits. I be trying to get on
y'all
all
niggas
the
is thinking vaping is a better solution.
It's really not. It might be safer for now,
but sucking on a fucking battery pack ain't good, bro.
Sucking on a battery pack.
That's just a battery pack, my nigga. You charge that shit with a USB.
I agree with Dave on this one.
Yeah, I don't fuck with them shits, man.
I agree with Dave on this one. I think it's some fact that like those is straight to your lung. You know what I'm saying? They fuck you up even more.
You talking about like the THC pins type shits, right?
No,
those two in the vape.
I recently had somebody try to sell me one of those.
I mean,
I don't fuck with them shit.
I think that shit is gonna eventually backfire just because it's you're pressing a button and shit. Yeah, that too, and then it's vapor. You putting vapor in your lungs, that can't be good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, you put moisture in your lungs, like
right.
Yeah, it's vapor. You can't smell it as good. It's better than smoke, but I'm sure it ain't healthy. Eventually,
because some people don't want like they go to places they just want to they want to feel that high and not have to worry about nobody knowing what they're doing.
I mean, yeah, so, they, you know, hides the smell and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, they making it illegal for a reason. Mm-hmm. I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, y'all seen that new Future video? Effing in.
I'm sorry.
Effing in. Effing.
I watched it first.
Huh?
I watched it first. Dave was jealous.
Dave was jealous.
Yeah, he was hating.
Why was Dave? Right. Dave was hating.
Yeah, what he doing? Watching the video.
Well, he's hating on Future.
He always hating.
Why was he hating?
Nah, he liked Future.
What are you talking about?
Just fuck with him.
I don't even remember the video. It wasn't.
You don't remember shit.
It wasn't too memorable.
Nah, you didn't watch
what?
It.
It looked like it was. It looked like it was what a green screen.
It was just
normal.
It was just a performance.
You understand?
Thing.
Like right. weird. Like
it had no concept to it. Whatever. I like the song.
The song is hard.
I don't even watch videos, so I don't give a fuck.
I just feel like we different now. Like the video ain't really saying too much, but it might be saying something, we just don't know it.
I don't know about that video.
Niggas not watching.
Nah, they always like video signs.
Niggas ain't watching 106 and Park watching shit for videos.
Nick was here, she would tell you about signs. And some videos got signs in them. So that's why they do certain things.
Well, what kind of signs Future gonna have?
I don't fucking know. I don't care.
Yeah. Like, Future just worried about some bread.
But at the same time, when I'm listening to it, I don't worry about the videos. The videos be all right, but I don't really worry too much about videos. Some videos is good. Only videos I care about is like R&B videos. I don't really care about too much
hip-hop R&B videos. Why?
Because all the hip-hop videos are the same.
Same, right? Okay. Okay,
so it's
okay.
Like, why I care about
it? She want to see some love-making shit?
And I just... The R&B video is just different. It's always got different scenes, some shit happen.
Okay, I guess.
And then most of the time, I'm just not even watching videos. So I'm listening to the music, so...
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm not even worried about the
video.
But
they make it more like movies.
Or like, don't get it twisted, like 50 or some rappers is fun. Like, I have to watch 50 videos because it's funny.
My nigga, niggas is not worried about videos no more. Yeah. Ain't no more 106 and Pog. Ain't no more TLL.
Nah, straight YouTube.
But now I'm a straight YouTube. But, what I'm saying, they're not really worried, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, the 50 video won't funny.
Ain't no video countdowns.
So right. World Star.
I'm just saying it won't funny. The 50 video won't funny.
What
some artists.
Video? What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about? What's the name? Take His Chain. Yeah, take your chain.
Niggas not looking for no videos, bro.
Nah. I agree with him on that. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying
cheap.
Is like,
you know what I mean? Hype Williams was charging niggas $1 million for a video. You pay for a $1 million video now, you fucking idiot. You foolish.
Nah, I mean, Drake probably do something like that,
though. Nah, bro. Niggas not paying that much for videos. Green screen don't even cost that much.
I like that. I like J. Cole. Like, some people, I'm going to check your videos. Some people, I'm not going to
worry about. It's not going to cost $1 million, though, dogs.
It can still cost a million. Depending on where you want to do the video at, it can cost $1 million.
Bro. It's not. It's not.
So, okay, what about the Hov and B video?
Yeah, some videos is different.
What video?
Some videos are different.
The latest shit.
You see who you're talking about? You're talking about the higher ups. You're talking about one.
Future can do $1 million video.
He's not gonna shoot $1 million video. What I'm saying is videos don't make sense anymore. They don't. They're not as relevant as they used to be. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. Back in the day,
the labels were paying for the videos. These people ain't no video budget. That shit coming out of their pockets. They're not paying $1 million for a video.
Yeah.
All that green screen shit, that shit is cheap, though.
I mean, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's what the Future video look like. It look like some green screen shit.
It's cheap.
You seen Kodak Black when he did with Travis Scott with the green screen line. That's just real shit.
Yeah, it's just more easier to just
do it
like
straight
that.
To the music. I just feel like it's just more about the music. I don't, like they said, I don't really care too much about the videos, but some videos I'm going to watch because of the artist.
Right.
Just like everybody else.
Right,
like,
right.
No matter what.
If you're a fan, you're going to watch it.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean?
It's not something like I'm gonna die over. Like, I can't wait to see what's name video. Nah, I want to hear this shit.
Nah, but there's people out there like that though.
So, but I just feel like it's the younger crowd because like we was focused on videos.
I guarantee you, it's somebody out there our age or older that's still somebody that they really fuck with. They love. I gotta see this. They coming out with a new video. Oh, I gotta see it. I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, you might be right. I'm
telling you,
you're like Dave. Nah. Shut up.
Fucking videos. Hey, the last video you anticipated on watching?
I don't know.
Just for sake of argument. What's it?
This video. I mean, yeah, like, you're right. You're always right. You're right.
Nah,
you're
right. I ain't always right. I'm just saying.
Nah, but on this one, like, you're right.
You don't give a fuck.
We just different though, Dave. Like, everybody's different.
Videos.
Everybody's different though.
Schoolboy Q came out with an album.
Tough.
I like it. It's a really good album.
Some songs,
some shit on there.
Some songs, maybe like two, but the rest of them is tough.
Well,
21
14,
Savage
though?
Is tough.
Out of 14,
the shit with Travis Scott is tough.
He got that shit called Lies. He's got my man Ty Dolla Sign and shit, but you got the Nextel bleep on it.
Beep. Those are good old days.
Man.
Should have got that sound effect, huh?
Yeah.
Yo, Dave, remember we had
but it was
Next
nice
time,
though.
Oh yeah, niggas used to steal them shits. They go to fucking little team parties and shit. That's back when niggas used to wear them on their hip.
Yeah,
you come home with about 15 of them motherfuckers.
Bleep. Yep.
Shit, I remember. I tell you a story.
There we go. Goddamn, Dave got a story.
I remember me and the homies had went to a little white boy party and shit. I mean, my brother had set it up and shit. It was about five of us. We went to a white boy party out in, I think it was Portchester or something like that.
New York shit.
Shout out to Portchester.
What up?
And shit, it was a nice little party. It was a whole bunch of pretty much predominantly white people.
I said that and I'm joking.
Yeah, predominantly white people. They was everybody was just drinking, getting high, having a good time. It was a big ass house too. They had a little library in their house. That's how big that
White House.
Was. I don't remember the color of the house. I don't remember the color.
Stop
of the house. But anyway.
Shut up.
And shit, they even had a hash cake.
Hash cake.
Yep, they had a whole cake made. It looked good. I didn't try anything.
But what it looked like, I'm just saying. It was yellow cake.
It was a white cake, but it had white icing on it. Yeah, it was a white cake.
White.
Right.
You was scared because it's white?
Nah, I wasn't. Racist. Nah, nigga, my eyes was on the prize, nigga. We came there to steal some shit.
Why you smack your lips? Because I said white cake.
Yeah, why you say it? Don't
white.
Say that.
Nah, white cake. You jealous?
I'm not jealous at all.
You're jealous.
Yeah, fuck all that.
You're jealous, man.
Now, fuck all that. Dave went here to steal some shit.
Right.
Fuck all that, Moses. New York, let's get it.
Durag.
We went over there to steal some shit and unfortunately.
Because of Durag.
Act like some niggas.
He got the cape out.
You know what I mean?
He got the cape out of the Durag. Let's go, Dave. New York, nigga. Let's go.
The cape is always out.
I'm going to listen to Dipset all day.
New York, what up?
check this out. So we all we walk around. We was there for about maybe a good 30 minutes. We all walking around. We walking around, you know, parlaying, fraternizing.
Hold on. I'm sorry, but what are you there to? What is on your mind?
Listen, let me tell a story. Okay, let me tell a story. Anyway, so we in there partying, drinking. You know, making it seem like shit is cool.
Yeah.
And somehow we all gathered up in the kitchen. The party was in the kitchen. That's where the hash cake was and all that. So we all gathered up in the kitchen. And there was a few people in the kitchen, but that's where everybody's purses and shit was. All the girls' purses and shit. They all left in the kitchen and shit.
Trying to make your rounds.
Right. So somehow, I don't know what was happening outside, but something was going on outside. I think they was playing beer pong or some shit. I don't know what the fuck was going on outside, but it kind of cleared out of the kitchen.
He was like,
and it was just left with us sitting in there.
Like,
who's us? You got to say names, but how many of y'all was us?
It was us five. The homies.
Okay.
Nigga, we ransacked them fucking purses.
Jesus.
Fucking Nextels everywhere. Nextels, fucking Sidekicks, raises, all that.
That was all Sidekicks and shit.
All the phones where they had the SIM cards that you could just take the SIM cards out and they couldn't say nothing about it.
Right.
Nigga, we snatched a whole bunch of phones, and just fucking dipped. They didn't even say bye to nobody. Just fucking dipped.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Shit, by the time we got about 10 minutes down the road. And we got a phone. My homeboy got a phone call from the nigga that was at the party. He was like, "Yo, did any of your homies? Did you guys leave any of your homies steal any phones and shit?" He was like, "Nope."
Nah.
Banged on the nigga right there. That nigga kept calling back. Nigga ain't answer the phone after that. Nigga, we took them all.
Jesus,
we left that fucking crib with about 15 phones, like Nextels, fucking Sidekicks, all that good shit.
Good shit.
Then we had the
they only knew your homeboy. Damn, he got fucked up.
What would you say? Nah, we ain't leave nobody.
Nah, I'm just saying they knew your homeboy.
It was over. It was a dub. The homeboy set it up. He ain't give a fuck.
He's like,
that's how I usually go too. Homie behind the scenes setting the whole shit up.
He didn't give a fuck. He was riding the car. Yo, we about to go. Y'all trying to go get some roll to this white boy party and see what we can get? Yeah, let's do it.
Got him.
They had the little cell phone shop down the street from the hood. Go to the cell phone shop.
Yeah.
Fucking make trade them in, get some bread for them. Or fuck it, you got a new phone every week, nigga. It don't even matter.
Yeah.
Or you sell it to the niggas in school.
Right.
Because niggas always lose their phone in school.
Yeah.
Shit, you steal a phone from a nigga in school and then sell them somebody else's phone that you stole from.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Okay.
I actually love the little Nextel bleep.
Okay, now it's popping. Yeah, Dave gave us a story, and now we popping.
Nigga, I always give you a story.
Oh, Dave, I told you can get
New York story.
You on your New York shit, man. You don't even live up there no more, so you can tell everything.
No, nigga.
See, I'm just bullshit. You see what you're saying? Bullshit.
You
I'm
can
just,
tell everything.
I'm just bullshit. I just don't bullshit, nothing, man. There's nothing to fucking tell, man. What? Fuck out of here.
Yeah, that was over.
I told him to
over
put on
10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Statute of limitations.
Right. It was over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Put your glasses on, man.
No, tell me. You can see cool. The Moses Hollywood. He got shades on today.
I don't give a fuck.
Why you got your shades on? You
don't
good?
Don't worry about it.
You good?
What's the fucking
got
next topic?
Got your dirty water shirt on.
What's the next topic?
Gas station shades.
Chill out, man. Hell no.
Nah, I got
Chopsticks.
This. Chopsticks. Got this at the A-Rab. A-Rab. 350.
Yo, where the fuck is Ross and Fab at, man?
Three. He spilled it. He's stupid.
Splash. I don't know.
I need a Ross album, and I need a song from Fab, man.
I'm waiting on Ross, man. I'm like, Ross always gets something nice. I need something
waiting
laid
on
back.
Both of them niggas, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We need
Fab just take his time, though. He know when to come out.
Yeah, they coming this year. Yeah. They coming this year.
And you got to understand they might be mixing up something. So I always know they always in the studio working.
I'm trying.
Even when you think they sleeping.
I need a Ross album.
And then you got to understand they need a vacation, too, like everybody else.
I mean, I know, like I said, I know Fab was going through his thing, but it's that time, bro.
He was going through a lot.
Yeah. It's that time now, though, bro. It's time to, you know, let's put out something. Was Summertime Shootout 3 probably?
Got a bullet with your name on it.
Maybe.
I would think that. Summertime Shootout 3. I'm gonna say that. I think that's coming.
One of them. I don't know. I just want to drop something. I don't give a fuck which one it is.
Nah, you waiting for DMX to drop something.
I'm waiting for DMX to drop something.
He doing tours. Shows, right?
Yeah, he was at Coachella with Ye and a couple other niggas.
Coachella.
Too.
Coachella
out there.
Away
from
there.
They had the herpes.
Let me see that bottle.
Out there.
Let me see that bottle.
They got that what?
The herpes scare out there.
Ew.
Coachella, yeah.
No Coachella.
I mean, you can go. That's just on
I'm
you.
Not going yeah. for shit. Don't
just don't hit
me.
Nobody blunt out there.
No, because I'd be like, don't touch me.
Where's go Coachella? Where's Coachella at?
Cali.
You hear me?
Somewhere in Cali in the desert somewhere.
You hear me? Be a bubble boy. Just go out there with a bubble.
It's in Cali somewhere.
Shout out to Cali. We've seen L.A., Fresno.
You drunk. Two
I
things.
Ain't drunk. I ain't drunk yet.
Hennessy gone, the capacity.
Everything. That's what we do at Dirty Water, man. We clear our bottles.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Since when we don't?
Fuck that shit. No, we don't.
Get your life together, Moses. Don't act like that. Yo,
Dave Sauce.
Yo, Hov did the B-sides performance and shit.
Word. Wish I was up there to see that.
I wish I could have seen that, too. That shit he did for Nipsey, legendary. What's some of y'all favorite B-sides from some of y'all favorite artists, though? Y'all think. Oh, well, not y'all think, but, you know, to y'all, what's y'all? I got one, Styles P, Green Piece of Paper.
There you go. Feel Me. Kiss.
Ooh, okay.
Still Feel Me.
Right.
You know what I mean? What else we got?
Shit. I always still go back to T.I. Doing My Job.
Doing My Job.
Was that DMX nigga just started something, or was that Mace?
On Mace? Yeah.
That's DMX. That's a B-side.
Yeah, that's a B-side.
Nah, but who was that?
That's DMX. That Mace was on it.
Yeah,
Mace was on it with the locks.
X man, locks just up. Hearing that nigga just started
that
something.
That shit
like,
is a classic. Classic B-side.
That shit gets me hyped up every time.
Crime Story X.
The Firm shit, too. Like I told you, Foxy Brown is my shit. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. Affirmative Action.
Yeah. That was
Ghostface Killer 1 off Supreme Clientele album.
Malcolm off Supreme Clientele. I'm like Malcolm, hanging out the window with the joint, blood in my eye.
Is Nipsey Hussle Blue Laces 2? That's a B-side, right?
Yep, that shit fine.
Come on, man. It's a lot of artists, though, that we like, so.
Illegal Life, fucking CNN.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you got 354, Sheik Luch.
This nigga going Yonkers. Yeah. Okay, Dave, I see you. I gotta go back down south somewhere. Scarface, never.
There you go.
Mm. You know what I mean? Classic.
Talking about Scarface, you should be like Ghetto Boys. Like some hoes. Mm. Y'all listen to that track.
Classic.
Niggas be playing hating. Mm. Like some hoes. Be talking about me lately. Like some hoes.
Like some hoes.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
shit.
Yeah. Little, what's his name, man?
Hmm? You said what, Moses?
Yeah, this a lot of
it's shit. A lot of artists, this, right? We can't go through everybody. Damn. Jesus Christ. Sheesh.
What's it? Not Lil Duval, but.
Lil Duval?
Not Lil Duval. That's my
I'm dropping
thing,
dick man. Off.
What?
That's Lil Duval. That's a B side, baby. shout out to Lil Duval.
Dropping dick off. Can niggas sell dick?
Shit. If
I mean, if women can sell pussy, can niggas sell dick?
I mean, if I could, I had me a premium Snapchat account, nigga. If I could, nigga, I'd be slinging dick all through this motherfucker.
Some niggas out there doing that.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, no, some I can believe that.
Mm, yeah. Just gigolos out there.
I guess.
Fucking porn stars and everything. You gotta show
see,
a lot.
We know a gigolo.
Yeah. He ain't here. He's not here. So don't worry about us.
Not this time.
What up?
Yeah. He's a gigolo for sure.
You definitely gonna hear this one. Be dying laughing right now.
Yeah. My Lord.
Gigolo over some bologna sandwich.
Oh my God.
You got bologna sandwich over there? Yeah.
Give it over.
Twinkies. Oh my God.
I'm a Twinkie you.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus Christ. I ain't fucking with y'all.
Shaboobie.
Yeah. Yeah, you stupid. Yo, we want to talk about what people do for attention. That's like the root of all evil now.
Money day.
Wait,
go ahead.
Why you say go ahead, Dave?
Yeah, niggas do stop everything for attention. Just like call niggas out, like, go ahead, Dave. Yeah, that's attention. Yeah. Fuck out of here.
Oh, now
look
I'm
at
attention.
Dave. Look at Dave going to New York.
I'm tired of you always talking shit.
You gonna put some respect on my name.
Oh, too, y'all.
I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. Niggas be doing the most for respect, though.
Yeah.
For respect or attention?
I mean respect. I'm down.
Damn.
Saucy, sorry.
Which, what we talking about?
Yeah, I mean, sorry. They do that for two.
Yeah, that's true. But no, we talking about attention.
I mean, like, come on. We see it sometime in the store. Motherfucker freak out over 50 Cent.
You trying to meet 50 Cent
over this goddamn chicken? And fuck it, I don't even want it. Like,
nah, they ain't doing that for
me. Yeah, they got to clear the whole shit. I'm telling.
Nah, hell yeah,
IG,
50
like,
Cent?
Some
corner
people
store
tripping,
niggas
yeah.
Like, yeah, this shit is about 2 miles up the street.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Remember,
whole
remember
line,
the nigga,
like, yeah.
Remember
man.
The nigga came through? the nigga tried to buy something from the corner store. The nigga said it was too expensive. Cursing nigga out, went to fucking Dollar General, got the same shit. Came back to the corner store and said, look, I paid cheaper price for this shit.
Yeah, who's bugging out? Like, what the
and
fuck?
And then left out. The nigga's tripping. Like, come on, my nigga. It's not that safe.
And
then came back.
Point.
Flash the receipt.
I'm telling you. Like,
had
his man feel
had
good.
His kid with him.
No.
Had his little kid with him.
Kid confused.
No, what was this side again?
Right, nigga, right up the street, nigga.
East side shit, man. Yeah. The fuck with all that. Why, nigga? Come on. Man.
Niggas at the orange store.
Orange doing store, whatever. Or, yo, they will pop off in there.
Doing whatever for attention.
Crazy, man.
Nigga just be fucking people. They
posting on Facebook.
All they business.
Yeah. All they business.
Worry about everybody
just
else's
like
business.
Little business, stuff. Yeah. Like I feel like if you telling so much about somebody, you lying. You just trying to get
why,
their attention.
Why worry about somebody else though? Like why you even care?
It's to make yourself look good. But some people need attention.
Fuck that.
Models and stuff like attention. You looking at them, liking them, like that's attention, huh?
It's because niggas ain't got nothing going for themselves. That's all. Yeah. They feel like other people's opinion matter. You know what I mean? Yeah. Niggas don't really care.
Boost them up.
Yeah, you know I mean, niggas is
when the
laughing.
Wave is good, like everybody's feeling good,
at
right?
You, yeah. If anything,
when the wave is good, everybody's feeling good. But when somebody pushes you, down, oh god!
I hope people don't.
Some
think
people can't take it.
I hope people don't think our opinion matters. Cause I don't give a fuck. We just do this shit because we love to do this shit.
I think
we don't even want to be
some
famous.
People like it's not even that. I think like some people feel like the way we feel, like even if I don't feel like somebody, they might feel like somebody. Just like the shit we popped off about, I'm sorry about the kids, you know what I'm saying, having prayer in school.
Yeah.
Everybody got their own,
everybody got different opinions. Yeah. But I mean, come on, people gotta stop doing stupid shit for attention. Yeah, like, come on, man.
Oh, my God. Like,
want to be on camera. Want to be seen.
Some stuff.
Want people
crazy.
To know everything. Well, their every move, where they at, what they doing. That's crazy.
Yeah, but social media, like, internet sets things up so people can't get attention.
Don't mean that you have to give that attention, though. Right? I don't know. I ain't nobody.
Sometimes
we ain't nobody. Shit, we just
but
dirty
at the
water.
Same time,
fuck
attention can't be for a good thing. Because if you want somebody to know who you is, you need that attention.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess you're right in that, yeah.
Because I'm looking at that, too. Like, look at chefs and anybody. Look what we doing. Sometimes we need attention, so we got to put stuff out.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
It depends on what kind of attention you doing. It could be good and bad.
Right.
Everybody knows that. Like, Dave, you agree with that? Like, I think you. Everybody agrees with that. Like, it's somebody that, oh, my baby, they ain't doing. What are you talking about? We know what the fuck you doing. Shut up. Oh, my girl ain't about shit, nigga. Please.
Right.
We just seen where the fuck you been.
Right.
Like, come on.
I'm putting all that shit out there, man.
That's the thing. Like, social media and Facebook is made to, like, just keep up with each other. Mm-hmm. Put a little comment on there. Like, some people put a comment on there. Everybody boo something. That nigga want to talk about all day. I don't give a fuck what you, like, honestly. Like, you want to talk about all day? Yeah, nigga, I said this right here. And nigga, ain't right green to me. Okay, yeah. One thing, bro.
Like, yeah, niggas is funny.
Yeah, for no reason.
Why you sweating that? Like, it's not nothing really good. Like, if you was talking about something positive, yeah, I'd be like, okay. I can feel that, but like, if it's something stupid, like, yeah.
I really can't worry about what the next man doing. That just
that's the thing.
I can't, like, why? Why am I worrying about
it? I'm just worrying about, like, what you doing for the good. Then I'm like, okay, that's what's up, my brother. I'm not even worried about the negative shit.
Nah, when I see people doing good, I be like, okay, great, motivation. That lets me know it can be done. I can do it. So let me keep working.
But at
the
same
keep
time,
grinding.
Yeah, you know I seen mean? People down, but at the same time, still encourage them and then see them come
right.
up.
Right, yeah, but you got to be like
but
that.
If you know you ain't about shit, you already know. Like, stop playing.
But then they go do some crazy shit for attention. Because they want to be seen. They want to be talked about. They want likes.
Yeah, niggas ain't got nothing going for themselves, like I said. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Anyway, fuck them.
Yeah,
niggas.
Fuck attention.
Go get you a job, nigga.
That's right. Tell them, Dave.
Or create a job. Dave. One or the other. Shit.
If a nigga need attention, I'm sending Dave to you. Because he like to talk shit to
I
you.
I want you to pull up beside him with your shades on the way you are, though.
No. Cause it's not. If I do, like, Dave coming out of the car, I mean, you're like, look at you, nigga. Fucking Tim's is a mess.
Right. Yeah,
you got your Tim's choked up, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you definitely
you ain't
definitely
got your dress done. Them fucking mop. That's a mop on your head, nigga.
Mop head ass, nigga. That's funny though. But you got dress.
Skinny jeans. That's a dress.
Ooh, no.
That's a long dress.
No, we don't want that.
That's a long dress.
You stupid.
That's a skirt.
Hey, yo, it's a
long skirt with the shorts.
That's a skirt. That's a skirt, nigga.
Skirt.
Skirt.
Wait, hold up. Piss break.
Piss break?
Oh, yeah. They got to pee. Yeah. You got a boo-boo, too. Look at him. You gotta slap. Yeah, you got.
But you know we back. Dave had to take a piss break with his punk ass. Fuck out of here.
You always got to go fucking pee.
Yeah, did you have the boo boo too?
It's piss break.
Your stomach all right?
I'm straight right now.
Yeah, all right. Hold on. Damn, I was supposed to have a fucking list out. Here it is. Oh, okay. Yeah, so yo, a robot or technology. What the f- here we go.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm not picking on you, bro.
Here we go.
Day where he was swung.
What do you do?
Hey, this is stupid. I ain't do shit.
He was like, like bitch.
Oh my god.
Okay, go with the question.
Nah, look. Are robots or technology taking over jobs? It's 2019.
Yeah. I know, like, ever since we've been cracking on you, get better.
Oh, real nigga.
He getting better.
Like, because he get on with deliveries, like, oh, do you think technology...
When he reading
you, you know what I'm like, you like, when the technology...
Hey, look.
Nigga sound like Bill Cosby.
Hey, look.
We wash me like people.
Look.
Nigga talking like Bill Cosby when he
like my nigga Jeezy said, I do this shit. Yeah, we here, bro. Like, it's honestly, Dirty Water Podcast, bro. What's
like,
up,
I've been
bro?
Proud of you, bro. Like,
nah, we just
no cap.
Nah, we keeping it popping out here. We every week. We every Thursday, motherfuckers.
He just not as saucy as he usually is.
Nah, I'm a little saucy.
He ain't healthy and shit.
Okay.
That's a fact, too.
So that's what it is.
Yeah, I think some boo-boo was clogged up.
Drop me a little bit more. Yeah, let's finish. Let's put it up. I can't get a dab of that.
Yeah, you get a dab of
that. A dab of that. Come on,
bro. Everybody keep going. What, what's the question?
A robot.
You don't get no more dab, nigga.
I want...
All right, look. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, nigga, they got the little kiosks in McDonald's and shit, nigga. You don't even got to speak to nobody no more.
Really?
Yeah, nigga, you got the whole
eat
flat.
McDonald's, so okay. I ain't know that.
Yeah, you should.
They got it somewhere.
As you should. Yeah, I walked in McDonald's. They got the little fucking flat screen. You can order whatever you want, swipe your little fucking card, and pick it up. They'll call your fucking order.
Really?
But I'm sure there's going to be a way to hack it. And them niggas gonna be getting free shit out of that motherfucker.
Yeah, well, you know how the scammers do. Shout out to scammers.
Shout out to scammers.
Yeah. It is what it is.
I lied me.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be bad.
I want it right there.
It's gonna be bad if that happened, though.
What?
For the population. And shit.
Yeah, that you know where that come from, my
dishwashers and
everything. You know where that come from? That come from everybody trying to raise the minimum wage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we gonna okay, you wanna raise the minimum wage?
Oh, you
wage?
Want 15 an hour?
There you go. Mm-hmm. We're gonna put this
it's
machine.
It's only a few
right
of you
here.
That can get it.
Only thing we need, you know what I mean? And soon they ain't even gonna need niggas to make the burgers no more. They gonna have somebody in there slapping a
But you gotta
it's
understand.
Gonna be a machine that's
you don't
gonna
think
do
nobody
it.
Deserve a raise after they work hard.
I think they should.
Yeah.
Hey, look,
I think they should.
You
remember
sitting there spending money on $1,000 on that machine. You gonna have to spend money on that machine, right?
Well, nah, that's a one time fee though.
One time fee, but at the same
you know
time,
I mean,
look
I don't
got to
pay a nigga. I don't got to pay a nigga $10 an hour for 10 years or nothing like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm gonna pay this.
You remember the movie Good Burger?
That's why people should show like their job, like what we can do.
You remember the movie Good Burger?
Stop with the lazy shit.
I mean, that's fast food and shit, but that goes with everything.
You remember the movie Good Burger? And then they had the machines in there making the burgers larger and shit. The machine is just going to make the burger for you.
Yeah.
And they ain't going to need to pay you that 10, 15, or whatever the fuck y'all want out there.
It's
going to
be on a little conveyor belt.
For some
belt.
Reason, I'm going to feel like it's that burger, you know, they got that plastic wrap
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, nigga, it got plastic wrap
for,
on it now.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey, look, I changed. Don't even eat none of that bullshit, no way. Fuck all that McDonald's and shit anyway.
Puppy
fuck,
child.
Don't even eat that shit.
We ain't McDonald's yesterday.
Who did? I didn't.
No, I had McDonald's.
I haven't had McDonald's in
years. I had
a
Big Mac. Then I had double cheeseburger.
Bullshit.
That shit is dog food.
Definitely is. Yeah. I had to taste for
it's
some dog
good,
food
though.
Yesterday, so I got some.
You said what, Moses?
Still was good. We could have got some pizza that was healthy. They didn't want to get it.
Nah, I'm good.
Nah, nigga.
Can't do the cheese, right? Can't do the cheese, my nigga.
You gotta do vegan cheese, which is fucking,
I'm not doing it.
It's fucking yeah, it's plastic, nigga.
My nigga Moses,
I'm not doing it. Yeah, no, I told you.
Vegan cheese.
I need to get fat.
So I guess the robots are taking over, huh?
I need to get fat first.
Yeah, I think it's better to get prepared. You know what I mean?
What I mean, can you be mad at that though? At least
you
ain't gotta worry about somebody you ain't gotta worry about somebody, you know, scratching their nuts
the
and digging in their ear while they making preparing your food.
What?
Yeah, I guess.
First of all, nobody should be doing that.
Well, I know that, but I mean it probably ain't.
I don't
happen,
want no
I'm
fucking
sure,
burger
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
I don't want no fucking burger now.
Hey.
Nah, but I'm a cook though, so most of the time I cook my own shit.
Mm. Mm. Eat more vegetables.
That's what I do most of the time. I don't really like, you gotta understand, like when I'm working, I gotta eat something, so I eat light.
Yeah.
I might eat a salad, something like that, not even nothing on it.
I had some homies that used to spit in the grease in McDonald's.
Oh my
in high
God.
School, yeah. See, mm. That's what I'm saying.
Depends on how you like. That's the thing, you gotta know how to treat people though too.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's gonna worry about doing you harm at the food place unless you've been an asshole.
I mean, shit, you spitting in the grease, everybody getting it. Every nugget you dropping in that grease, every fry you dropping in that grease, everybody.
That's why some place you don't even go, you gotta take the chance.
Yeah, you know, that's
hopefully,
just, that's just
hopefully
a,
be the luck.
That's just taking a chance, just
eating
going to
out.
The shit. Yeah,
yeah,
it
just
is.
Eating out is taking a chance.
That's what's like when I have a problem, I really don't like to have it.
No, that's why you just can't even worry about it. If you're gonna eat
but
out,
but now
just,
the man just watch, I'll be like,
you know,
can
keep
you
your eyes open and enjoy the food or don't cook your shit at the crib, you know what I mean?
I was going to Jersey Mike's a lot, but
that's why I feel like it's more good to cook your own food.
Get the tuna.
I didn't even think about that. See, because I wasn't even going. I was just like, all right, I ain't, because I was doing, you know, the roast beef and, you know, ham and turkey and shit like that. So I was like, shit, I don't even know what to get up out of that motherfucker no more. So I've been getting more, like I said, salmon and shit, eating shit like that.
Like, all right. Chipotle. Salmon's good.
I'm fucking around
getting a burrito and shit.
I mean, you get everything you want on that sandwich with no meat on it.
Nah, fuck that. Yeah.
It'd be lit.
Fuck that. I'm good.
Nah, some burritos like you can do that. It
no,
tastes
I get
different.
I get burritos. Mm. Yeah.
You get
just
burritos.
Need to get like
you
a
get
veggie
burritos
burger.
With what?
Get the veggie patty in there.
If you get if you walk around here getting burritos with just chicken on it, then you might as well go back to fucking Jersey Mike's and get turkey, nigga. Like what the fuck? Like go get the Italian.
Yeah.
Nah, cause the Italian got salami.
I know they got the turkey club. They got the turkey club with no bacon. Tell them no bacon. Mm. Boom. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like Chipotle need to start eating rice and
yourself
beans.
Off. Don't,
it's the same
don't
thing.
Go.
Just like
no, I've been winking myself off. Yeah, it's just I was like, man, I don't even know what to get from there. So I'm good on it.
Nigga, just get
you always still
turkey.
Trying to eat chicken and shit. Man.
Yeah, I just want turkey on it. I mean, just turkey.
But see, when I go to Chipotle, I get chicken, but I don't get like the whole scoop.
But
no, nah, look, Dave. This nigga Dave. But Dave, I was getting double scoops.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So now I'm like, nah, not even all that whole scoop you got right there. Let me get the half a scoop of the spoon you got.
Yeah, half a scoop.
Yeah, I ain't shit. Whatever.
Yeah, good luck, brother.
I'm trying.
I'm trying too. I ain't going as hard as you, but I'm trying to.
Shout out.
I'm touching my cup.
What are the fats?
You only got a little
doing,
bit.
He going.
Alcoholic.
What Fats doing?
He on it. He okay. Like, yo, he doing vegan, like, for real.
Okay.
So
what's wrong with you?
I'm hot.
Said vegan. Get off the fucking phone.
That's that, Dave, bro? Man.
Get.
Hey, so we was talking about, like, yo, what's the most expensive shit, like people like to spend their money on?
Me like, getting something to punch Dave with.
Why you always want to beat up? Why you and Dave always fighting? You always talking
shit. You always fucking talking shit. Look at him.
Dave, get the
on
fuck
the fucking
off the phone.
I told you. Being stupid.
Yeah, nah, shit. Shout out to my cousin. He just had a baby girl.
Oh, oh shout out. Man.
What's his name?
Man, nah, fuck all that.
Nah, shut up,
man. You know what I mean?
I'm about to slap you in the back of your neck.
Nah, no, you're not.
You ain't about to do none of that.
I do it. But nah, do it then.
Nah, look, though. Fucking hate this nigga. This shit, just like people spend their money on, like what they like to just
on
burn
capes,
their brand. Cars,
do rag with capes,
cars, jewelry.
Yeah, dumb
shit.
Yeah, cars,
shit, like,
jewelry, fucking rims.
Like, cars, like just, regular, like right, come on, low right. Riders and anything else, like fast thing, fast right, and
let's
furious.
Let's talk about
shit
y'all South niggas, fake jewelry, fake.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
here we go.
Hold on. Y'all do the most fake jewelry in New York, too.
Yeah, we do some fake shit. Fake belts. We do
y'all
fake.
Do,
everybody
yeah.
do kind of fake belts.
But y'all don't be doing rims
with the
and
furs
shit.
And
nah,
everything.
We don't do rims like that.
You got
like
the
that.
Furs and the purses.
Nah, we
y'all might, impress even if y'all have a car.
Now, niggas is getting rentals off the Giffies now, my nigga. Yeah, or, you know what I mean?
Off the Giffies.
We go crazy. Like, nigga.
Niggas is swiping and getting BMs for the weekend.
Word.
Stop playing with me.
Yeah.
We out here.
Niggas will get that old school and get some rent of rims
real
and be
quick
shining.
And be shining until they pull that shit up at church and that
just
shit sitting on center blocks.
The same money.
Cause they come take the motherfuckers.
Oh my God.
Niggas come and rent
New
rims.
Niggas.
Niggas come rent rims and tires, nigga. None of that shit is yours. Niggas come take that shit, leave your shit on center blocks. I better stop that bullshit.
When they keep counting money in front of him, that's why I know he broke.
Don't put money on social media either.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like when they keep counting. Like, yeah, I got it. Yeah. Nah, nigga, that's your rent. You about to spend in a few minutes. Like, you just showing it right now.
Put it out before I rob you.
Because next week, you're going to be like, hey, bro, I need some. What? You was just shining.
No, my problem is I might see somebody flashing some money, then I want to go party with them or some crazy shit like that. And that's like, oh, nah, I ain't even got it like that. What?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, that should be crazy.
But that's the thing. Like, I just party with your niggas. No new friends. No new friends.
Yo, Bun B shot motherfucker that came in his crib.
Real shit.
Word.
Why the fuck you come in his crib?
Why did you?
Niggas probably cooking up, chefing up.
Definitely deserve that. Definitely.
That's the thing, like, what you thought. Like, I'm tired of people feel like you got a vengeance trying to come a nigga. Oh, I'm about to. No, you're not about to get this nigga. This nigga already got something for you. Right. Bitch ass nigga.
I just like how Texas law is like North Carolina law, you know what I mean? So when some shit like that happened and you gotta take care or handle your business, you know what I mean? It's not like he not in the wrong for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. That's what we on.
You were handling your business.
Of course.
Anybody come to your house, you're going to have any business.
Have to. Have to. Especially you got wife and kids. Come on, man.
What was the story? Is his wife opened the door or something?
I think so, yeah. And nigga just brandished a gun. And then he was
homie
able
to had a gun, too?
Huh?
The homie had a gun, too?
Yeah. He had a gun pointed at her.
So
he
just started
blasting.
He
probably had no bullets in that motherfucker. He wasn't about that life.
Well, he ain't no bum was in that motherfucker that came out of nowhere and shot his ass.
Oh, bum just popped out of
there. You go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had to let him know what it was. Nigga.
I ain't know
what the fuck you doing in my crib.
They had a little quick standoff, and bum was like, you know what? He got my wife standing right here. I think I got a good shot. I'm going to pop this nigga in the shoulder or something.
I'm just saying.
He played a good part, like being sneaky. You know what I'm saying? Like creeping on and popping.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's official.
So he can make sure his wife and shit safe. You gotta understand too, to make sure she was safe.
Sure he had died? The nigga he shot, she had died or no?
I wouldn't have been mad.
It's
it is what it is.
It is, you know what I'm saying?
I won't see nobody lose their life, but listen.
Yeah. Why you going to that man's crib?
You running up in niggas' cribs, you know,
if it was born to happen, it was born to happen. If it ain't gonna happen, it ain't gonna happen.
Right, right. Okay. I got you, Moses. I like that.
That's you know what I'm saying?
That's definitely a part of the.
If he was liable for that, he learned a lesson. He needed to learn a lesson for that.
Rest in peace to Pimp C. You know, he was on his side on that one. Yeah. Shit.
He would have probably popped that nigga himself.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Fucking, what's your favorite mob movie? Mine's Casino. No? What you got?
It's a few good mob movies.
Have y'all seen Godfather?
Goodfellas, Godfather.
Scarface, let's say Scarface. Everybody loves Scarface.
Scarface is good.
Come on, that was the shit.
Scarface a mob movie.
He said Casino
movie,
was nice.
That's a good question, though.
It is, really, because they was in the mob, like in the Spanish mob and everything.
I don't know though. He was down in Miami. Like, that's a mob.
Because you had Sosa and all them was like mobbed up. You got nothing like.
But mob is more
like
Italian, right?
Italians,
yeah.
Not
Cuban.
Was Italian.
He was like Cuban.
What was Italian?
No, the hell it wasn't.
Nah, my nigga. We're going to have to go back on that. Watch that.
I feel like that was. I don't care what you say.
Goodfellas?
Goodfellas was nice.
Goodfellas is a classic.
What else?
Goodfellas, Donnie Brasco.
Even though that was undercover, that was a little inside. Even though, like, when you watch the real shit, the undercover shit was more.
Right.
But just that little bit of movie lets you know, like, them niggas for real.
Damn.
Cut your fucking body up, nigga. Real shit.
Oh, shit. Appreciate that, Dave.
What's the other shit?
What's up?
Let's see what else.
But the nigga got cut up, him and his brother. They beat his brother in the grave and cut him up.
Him and his brother.
Yeah.
I think that was
What was that shit?
That was Casino.
Was that Casino?
Yeah, that was Casino.
He was like, don't do desert. My brother like that. Yeah.
I was Casino. I was
Oh, yeah. Classic. I love that movie. Man. I love that movie.
Seeing that part, that shit fucked me up to see your brother get beat the fuck out of.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You can't do it. Yeah, and then they beat the fuck out of you and leave and bury y'all.
Well, listen.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're
come
part
on,
of that
bro.
Life. You're part of that lifestyle.
Man, come on.
Back
man.
In those times, you know what I mean? That's just what it was.
Yeah, it's bugged out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers go body your motherfucking ass, nigga. Fuck
ain't no
here.
Good mom movies, I don't feel like now.
Nowadays, nah, not really.
They can't pick
are
nobody
coming out, though?
Not really.
Why?
Yeah, I haven't seen
my
any.
My movies is a little dead now. Because I guess like, all the stories have been told.
And that's the thing. You know. Can still
does the mob
some.
Still exist?
Like Gotti and stuff like that.
They don't got
they
the
keep
power
coming out
like
with
they
that.
Used to.
That's what I was asking. Like, is their power as still as strong?
Nah.
What about the Black Mafia?
Family?
What about the
Big
Black
Meech
Mafia?
50 got that on.
Because when, you know,
I can't wait for that.
If you look in Teddy shit, it was something dealing with Black Mafia that killed his manager.
Who? Teddy.
Yeah.
Teddy P?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know nothing about Teddy B. Shout out to Teddy
Black
B.
Black Mafia. That's what I'm saying. Don't you don't know about Black Mafia. Real shit.
I fuck with Big Meech.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's now, but like back in the day, it was official too.
Motherfucking. Okay, here we go. Yo, what's y'all definition of a real nigga, man?
Here we go, this bullshit.
What's y'all definition of a real nigga? Cause I mean, niggas be having definitions of real niggas, and I don't be agreeing with. Like, especially like with somebody go rob a nigga. Oh, he had to do it. He came from nothing. He wanted to came. He came up. He did this. He did that. That's a real nigga. That ain't real. Taking care of your family, real.
Yeah.
So if a nigga doing that, ain't not taking care of his family if he robbing. Some people ain't got no choice. We know that.
See, that's why I love Dirty Warrior Podcast. Let's go. So, okay. Why go get a job, nigga?
Some people try to, like, with the court system, it still give you a chance to make your own independent business. That's what's so crazy about it.
Yeah, but you can't be just out here just... Yeah, when we talked about finesse.
Yeah.
Why you gotta go finesse? You know what I mean? I finesse this nigga and then I come up. Oh, that's a real nigga. That ain't real. Ain't no real nigga.
Real nigga handle business. Real nigga take care of the family. Real nigga make sure his people straight.
Real nigga make sure people around them good.
Yeah. Always asking.
Right.
Like let's give example. Nipsey Hussle, real nigga.
Yeah,
can I say?
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Jay-Z a real nigga.
What if a nigga take care of his family by robbing niggas?
that's what I'm saying. That's why I said, like, some crime, like, I can't like, doubt a nigga. Some of it's fucked up.
Okay, but, okay, let's get, okay. They rob a nigga and they shot him and you ain't have to shoot him.
No.
I mean, they still a real nigga?
If you out here killing niggas for no reason, like, you... Yeah, I mean, you ain't had to kill.
Okay, so, yeah, they say killers is real niggas.
Yeah, nah,
but what you killing for?
The real niggas don't even be robbing the, like,
what you killing for?
Niggas be robbing, like them fuck niggas. Like, you be wanting, like, somebody gonna get that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Not no just stupid shit, just robbing everybody. Because at the same time, shit gonna happen. Something gonna happen to you. You gonna catch the right one.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Yeah,
too.
Karma's gonna come back.
Yeah,
still,
no matter what you
go,
always think you. Yeah, I'm just a bad nigga. Gone. We done seen it plenty of times.
Yeah,
a lot of hitters out here done did wrong. Now they most of them paralyzed or something happened.
Okay, is a real nigga. Okay, what about niggas that might have get a lot of praise and a lot of attention or whatever because they make a lot of money or they doing this, but they might not be in their kid's life, but just because they getting money, they a real nigga. So, I don't agree with that.
But that's the thing, like, you don't know until you really know.
True, but just because you're getting money don't make you real neither.
No.
Right. If you ain't taking
it's
care
what
of
you,
your,
it's what you do. You will see it though. You be like, hey, that nigga got a key. I don't never see. You know what I'm saying? Like, you will see it. People see stuff.
I'm just making up scenarios. This is just off. It's a freestyle at the top of the head. I'm not talking about nobody in particular. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But it's just like, but shit like that be glorified.
Some niggas ain't shit. I think like a lot of times, like even what we hear, niggas be like, "That's a real nigga." Like you said, don't even be real nigga. Mm. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
This nigga's a fuck nigga.
Mm. Shit.
Like, honestly, like,
You gotta take a deep breath like that, Moses. You all right, bro?
The nigga who shot Nipsey. Some niggas say he a real nigga.
How?
But to me, you a fuck nigga. That's what I'm saying. Right,
okay,
like,
okay.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's some fuck shit.
It's crazy.
Rest some in peace. Nigga who say they shot 50 real nigga.
Rest in peace, Nipsey.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Nipsey. But at the same time, like, you gotta understand, like, sometimes real niggas is fucked up situation. Yeah. Like, even with old boy, what's the Murder on My Mind? He said he shot his homeboy. Yeah. I don't know what the situation happened. It could have been fucked up where he didn't mean to shoot his homeboy. But if you attended to shoot your homeboy, you a fucked up nigga.
But if you defending yourself from some fuck shit, nigga. That's a real nigga.
But I'm just saying, like, niggas think it's a real nigga. If you killed your friend just for the attention, nigga, just what we talked about, attention.
I'm not
you a fuck nigga.
I'm not mad at killers that they if they kill somebody because that's just, I mean,
it's self defense. But yeah, if you just right. fucking around just go. Murking niggas, yeah. fuck you.
There you go. There you go, Moses.
Fuck you.
There you go, Moses. Dirty Water style, my nigga.
I know that's me. Fuck them.
Let's get it. Let's get it, Moses. I fuck you, my mean. Nigga.
Yeah. Find a gun. Find who you is.
The
Dirty
moral
water.
Of the story is.
Don't stop be a fuck nigga.
Yeah, stop trying to be a real nigga. Just be a man. You know what I mean? Just be a man.
My nigga Dave.
Why you
want to
be a real
Moses.
Nigga for? Just be
Thank
a man.
Thank you.
I love this shit.
Your responsibility.
I like where you said it.
Moving
Let's
on.
End it.
This real shit.
End it like that.
Real shit. Real shit. Dogwood Festival. It was this weekend.
It was nice.
You went?
No.
I didn't it. Either. But you've been before.
Been before and it's
Same
always
on
be
shit.
Nice though. I just don't.
Same old shit. I ain't knocking it. I hope they keep coming every year with it.
Yeah, they have with it. Who they
Some
have?
Went and said it was nice.
Tone Loke.
Yeah. He was popping over there and then like you gotta stand fireworks it. Over there. I heard it. Because I'm nearby there so I can hear everything.
This nigga was over there performing Wild Thing.
Yeah. And other shit.
This nigga's tripping.
Never heard the shit, but he performing.
Never
songs.
Heard
it. Yeah.
He was
like, is that somebody else's music?
I just remember back going to Dogwood Festival getting a funnel cake and little shit like that. Just
yeah,
walking around.
Like the food
you know
is
know
good.
I mean? Downtown.
Like,
and
don't
shit.
Get it.
Hey,
the food is always good, though.
Yeah.
Get you a turkey leg.
Oh, my God.
Word. Yeah. So, yeah. Real Dude. Shit.
Gyro. Yeah. You get everything, yeah.
Hey. All right, well, this is the last real shit. We're going to get the fuck up out of here, man.
Fried
nigga.
Snickers. Fried Oreos.
Fried Oreos is fine.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I want some fried Oreos.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas sound they fat as hell. Y'all
right
niggas
now.
Sound fat, fat as hell, yo.
They open right now. They pop right now.
Nah, I ain't going to look. I make them shits at the crib.
Nah, you don't know how to do them.
I mean, yes, I do.
Pancake batter.
Yeah,
pancake batter. So
I
mean.
Ain't
That's
never
it.
Had
pancake
no
batter
fried
Oreos.
Oreos
nigga.
I ain't never had
and
that.
And them shits is crazy.
You never had it?
Yeah, nah. It's heart attack, and they put the
I don't want
diabetes.
That.
You know what I mean? Put the confection
you can't
with the sugar on top.
Yeah, I know I can't have. I don't want
with
no parts.
Snickers?
I don't want no parts.
Fried
of that
Snickers?
Bullshit.
Fried Snickers? You never had that? Oh my God,
I'm good.
You trip.
Okay. Fried Twinkie? You never had a fried Twinkie?
Fried Twinkie?
Fried Twinkie?
Fried Twinkie?
Y'all gonna dap each other? Hell yeah. You know, fried Twinkie.
Fried brownie? Huh?
This is fried brownie.
Fried brownie.
All right. This other shit happened in the Ville, too. This woman, she waited nearly 11
fried
hours.
Fried
Nah, real shit. Calm down, Moses. Real shit. This woman, she waited nearly 11 hours at Kayfair Valley ER before seeing a doctor.
What the fuck?
95 years old. Diabetic.
Sound like Kayfair.
That sounds like Kayfair.
Unfortunately.
Really?
Like, finally somebody's, like, understanding how long it takes them motherfuckers.
That is insane, man.
Did she have insurance?
Yes.
She should have been seen first thing.
I don't give a fuck if she don't have insurance. Yeah, see that elderly woman, man. What the fuck? Nah,
the thing about it, she should have been seen first. But you know how it is. They don't really care.
I don't give a fuck, man. That's
they
crazy.
Don't care about no shit. They don't really care. Look at what they do with they the pills the and capacity, everything they give to them.
They were saying the capacity was high and all this other bullshit. Let me say, I don't give a fuck. She's 95 years old. Let me tell you something. Like, that's crazy. They she had to take 11 hours to see that woman.
Yeah, but
it wasn't that crowded.
Right.
I know.
And if it was, it wasn't.
Right. Yeah, like you forgot?
Like, come on, man.
Like you forgot. But I'm telling you, it takes a long time.
I mean, it does, but at the same time.
In emergency, you could be hurting, bawling, crying. I've seen somebody cry, like, dude, crying for hours. Didn't see nobody until a good minute. I'm like, damn.
Nah, it sound like you
what's
gotta,
really going
sound
on?
Sound like you got a fake pass out on the floor or something.
Nah, it don't matter.
Okay. Only one way, okay. Only way to do it.
You know okay, I mean? You gotta
your
just
heart, act like your heart fucked up.
Yeah. I got you.
Then
got
they gotta you. Take you.
Mm. Fall out. OG said fall out. Mm. Hey, yo.
As soon as you get in there, what the fuck? Nigga, you got a boo boo.
Boo boo.
Nigga, you got the boo boo. Oh, that's why. Oh, I'm gonna go do that then.
That is fucking crazy, man. Well, I hope they get this shit together.
But that's sad. That's the way it is, though. I done seen it, like my mom's and everything, like flipping out, especially my dad.
Don't make no fucking shit. Ville shit, man. It don't make no fucking
they
shit.
They better give them all different kind of pills and switch them up.
Yeah. K-Fit, you gotta do better, my nigga.
Got to.
God damn.
Yeah.
What I just say?
OG.
Insurance. That's what yeah. What I just say, insurance. Y'all think that shit is like, no, they don't care. If you don't have that good enough insurance, they're really not gonna care.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? It's wrong, but it's the truth. Yeah. Thank you. Right. Like, and pay for that shit. They trying to get paid at the end of the day.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Well, yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. What is this, episode 22?
Yeah.
Episode 22. Thanks to everybody that listens to us.
What listen.
Up there? What up to everybody that fuck with us? And
tell more people.
Yo, I know if you on the fucking Apple shit, yo, just go back and just click all the episodes. Let's just boost the listeners. You know what I'm saying? Yo, if you on Spotify, just click them shits, man. Yo, just boost the listeners. Yo, just fuck with us. We on Twitter. We on Instagram.
What's the Twitter?
Dirty_water_NC. Instagram is what, Dave?
What is it?
Dirty_water_podcast.
Yeah,
Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. SoundCloud, Dirty Water Podcast.
OG.
Yo, look for the OG episode. Look at the descriptions. Are you on the Apple shit? Rate our shit. Make it a 5-star, 4-star, whatever you want to do. Just fuck with us. I appreciate we appreciate yeah, all the listens. We see what's going on. What up to all the cities that's fucking with us?
Dirty Water Dave B on Instagram.
You know what time it is.
Check out Mr. Jet on SoundCloud.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Anything else? Y'all got anything else for it? What up, New York? What up, Charlotte? What up?
God keep bless. Us popping.
Yeah.
Moses.